You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. It was a good weekend for Tennessee's men's basketball team. The Vols get a huge win over the Kentucky Wildcats. Tennessee wins by 19 points on Saturday after 2 weeks ago. The Vols were up in Lexington and lost by 17 points. So the two teams have split their regular season games. Neither game was really all that competitive. I feel like they might be getting ready for a third game coming up in 2 weeks in Nashville. Before we get to that, though, we'll get to what happened on Saturday. Three things that stood out, three things out of many, I think, from Saturday's win for the Vols. You'll hear from Tennessee forward Grant Williams, who bounced back from a disappointing performance a couple of weeks ago to have a huge game and perhaps secure an award in the SEC with how he played against Kentucky. Hear from Grant Williams, hear from Jordan Bowden coming up in segment number one. In the second segment, Tennessee's win against Kentucky was not the only win for Tennessee basketball this past weekend. The Vols landed a five-star prospect in the 2020 class. Evan Daniels of 247 Sports will be by to tell you about him and how Tennessee has made an impact on the recruiting trail thanks to its success on the court. That's coming up in the second segment of today's show. And then the third and final segment will catch you up on a number of items from the weekend, including where Tennessee might be in the polls, where Tennessee is in the important net rankings for the NCAA tournament, and news with former Tennessee Athletic Director John Curry. That's all coming up right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, here covering what's going on with Tennessee football, Tennessee basketball, and Tennessee athletics. And covering that game on Saturday was really something. The energy of the crowd, I'm going to get to that in a moment, really was incredible. It was a big-time college basketball atmosphere. It was another sellout, but I think the energy in the arena was taken up a notch because it was Tennessee versus Kentucky. Tennessee versus Kentucky is always fun when you have two top 10 teams and first place in the SEC standings on the line. It means even more. So 2 weeks after Tennessee went up to Rupp and lost by 17 points, the Vols win this one by 19. And a lot of the second half was really about how much Tennessee would beat Kentucky by. Kentucky tried to make a push a time or two, but each time that happened, Tennessee was able to answer, including when it was 54-40. Kentucky was trying to inch back and get closer at least to making it a single-digit game, and boom, Jordan Bone hits a three-pointer for Tennessee to go up 57-40, and that essentially clinched it because Kentucky never even got to 57 points. The final 71-52. So Jordan Bone is where I'm going to start the conversation. His performance on Saturday was probably the best of his career and as good as you're going to see from a college point guard. He played 35 minutes, scored 27 points, hit all five of his three-point attempts. Jordan Bone was 11 of 15 from the field. He had three assists, and how about this, no turnovers in the game. He also had two steals. Kentucky turned the ball over 17 times. So I think the first two things that stand out to me, Jordan Bone, his performance, and then Tennessee's defense overall, forcing turnovers, being disruptive. Tennessee also had five block shots after blocking only one shot against Kentucky 2 weeks ago. The Wildcats had a big advantage in block shots 2 weeks ago. They were even, 5-5 this past weekend. That's another example, I think, of how the tide turned in Tennessee's favor. Both teams experienced great advantage, I think, being at home. Rupp was a big advantage to Kentucky 2 weeks ago. Thompson Bowling was a big advantage for Tennessee. And back to Jordan Bone, the way that he played, I think is how Tennessee coaches have talked about him being capable of playing the last 2.5, 3 years. Bone has probably been the player that coaches have been the toughest on at times, partly because of the position he plays. They expect a lot out of that point guard spot, but also because of the talent and potential that Jordan Bone has shown, and it's really developed this season. Each year he's gotten better. At times this season, he's been talked about by national analysts as the best point guard in the SEC and one of the best in the country. The way he played on Saturday was as good as you can expect any point guard to play. 27 points, hitting all five three-pointers, taking care of the basketball in 35 minutes of action. That was an elite performance by Jordan Bone. Listen to what Grant Williams said about Jordan Bone after the game, the way that Jordan Bone played against Kentucky.
That's the best point guard in America, man. Best point guard in America. That's all I got to say, because with his speed, with his how well he's developing, it's incredible to see in my eyes over the years of seeing him develop. And we love him. That's my guy. And Coach Barnes will tell you how much he's grown as a person and as a player. So Jordan did incredibly tonight. And like I said, the best point guard in America.
I don't know if Jordan Bone is the best point guard in America, but he made that case on Saturday, and he looked like it the way he played against Kentucky. And he's going up against a guy in Ashton Hagans who is considered one of the best point guard prospects in all of college basketball. And the way that Bone played is how John Calipari wanted Hagans to play. Bone was playing downhill. When he goes, his burst is almost too much to keep up with, and the decision-making from Bone, the shot selection, the shots that he hit, he was essentially perfect against Kentucky on Saturday. Now to the defense by Tennessee. Kentucky hit only 14 shots in the entire game. Kentucky was 14 of 44, less than 32% from the field. That's incredible. The Wildcats hit only 5 of 19 from behind the three-point line. Tennessee did a tremendous job, and defense has been, I think, the biggest talking point for Tennessee over the last several weeks, maybe the last couple of months, in what Tennessee needed to improve on. It's been there recently. Tennessee's defense has been much better the last few games. It was great on Saturday. Kentucky turned the ball over 17 times. Some of that's Kentucky making mistakes. Part of it is, I think, Tennessee taking advantage of the crowd and the energy in the arena being on Tennessee's side. But Tennessee's defense playing like that is what will make Tennessee a contender to go to the Final Four and will make Tennessee a contender to win the national title. Tennessee won't have the home crowd behind it when it goes and plays on a neutral court, although Tennessee fans will travel. We'll get to that in a moment. But Tennessee, the way that it played defense at LSU and at Ole Miss, I think was good enough for tournament time. And the way it played on Saturday was pretty special. And it caused problems for Kentucky. And the Vols deserve credit for saying a few weeks ago, we're going to get this fixed, we're going to play better on defense, and then doing it. Now let's see if it holds up. This week, Tennessee has Mississippi State and then Auburn on the road. Auburn this weekend, I think, will be a good test to see if Tennessee's defense can consistently be really good and challenging for the opponent. The signs that we've seen here in the last week and a half or two are very good. I think starting with that Vanderbilt game was ugly, but Tennessee's defense was probably good enough in that game. Again, against a weak opponent. But the last three games have been against tournament-quality teams. Kentucky, a top-10 team, and the defense has been almost too much for all three opponents to handle. Of course, LSU beat Tennessee, but Tennessee's defense that day overall was pretty good in that game. So the first two things that stand out, Bone, Tennessee's defense, and then I have to talk about the crowd. The energy in the arena was really incredible. The place was packed half an hour before tip-off. Traffic to get into the arena, I was trying to get in about an hour 45 before the game tipped off. It was backed up. It was like you were 5 minutes before tip-off, people trying to rush into the arena. It was really incredible. The intro, where lights go out, lights flash from phones around the arena, which has really been a nice addition this season. That introduction before the game had an extra level of juice to it, I thought, as well. Tennessee has now won 25 straight home games, which is currently the longest streak in college basketball because Houston lost at home on Saturday, breaking their streak, which had gone past 30 games. So Tennessee has won 25 straight at home, which is the current longest home streak. Jordan Bowden, after the game, talked about the crowd and the energy and everything that Tennessee was able to get out of it.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, the fans, they was camping out the night before, and, you know, they was ready for the game, and, you know, we were ready, and I'm glad, you know, to see how it was out there today.
Jordan, how would you compare the atmosphere today to any other home game you've played in?
You know, it was one of my favorite ones today because, you know, we're playing Kentucky, but, you know, it was one of, you know, great atmospheres, and, you know, all credit goes to our student body and our, you know, fans.
That's Jordan Bowden talking about the crowd. Listen to what Grant Williams had to say about it.
They were energetic, man. I wouldn't want it any other way, but I know Tennessee fans are going to travel no matter what. We're going to Nashville for SEC tournament. You think there's not going to be a sea of orange there? Like, you're going to Nashville. Like, that's going to be the same way. And I think Tennessee fans will travel if we plan in Washington State. I think they'll come all the way there and support us. So, best fans in America, and we really fed off them a little bit.
The crowd was impressive. Tennessee fans were impressive this past weekend. I think they have been all season long, but But this past weekend especially, and whether you were at the game, whether you were watching on TV, if you were listening on the radio, I know you had a good time. And players, coaches will tell you, the fans were a big part of it this past weekend, and I bet that continues. Tomorrow's senior night. Tomorrow's going to be a special night at Thompson Bowling Arena. One other note, hearing Grant Williams right there, I don't mean to overlook what he did because he had a really good game as well. 24 points against Kentucky, 7 rebounds. He was 8 of 11 at the free throw line as well. I think Grant Williams has secured the SEC Player of the Year award. I thought he was the favorite going in, but if PJ Washington had outperformed Grant and Kentucky had beaten Tennessee, Washington would have been able to make a case, I think, for the award and would have made a good case, but he didn't have as good of a game. He only had 13 points and 3 rebounds on the road. So I think their two performances against each other kind of cancel each other out. And you look at everything else, I think that's going to give Grant the award. So I think he's going to be a back-to-back SEC Player of the Year award winner. Grant's been the guy that's led Tennessee throughout the season. On different nights, Admiral Schofield has. Jordan Bone was the best player on the floor on Saturday, probably. But Grant Williams has been Tennessee's best player this season. And I think around the league, he's been the best player as well. Coming up next on Locked On Vols, the performance on the floor, the energy from the crowd, the atmosphere at Thompson Bowling Arena had to play some kind of role in this five-star prospect choosing Tennessee. I'll tell you about him and talk to Evan Daniels about the latest addition for Tennessee's basketball program coming up next. Locked On Vols, your team every day. If you have time to rate and review the show, please do so. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has left ratings and reviews for the show. That's a big help to us there on iTunes. If you do have time, please do so. But thank you to everybody who has not only left a rating and review, but also helped spread the word about the daily Tennessee podcast, Locked On Vols. So I want to welcome to the show now Evan Daniels. He is the Director of Basketball Recruiting for 247sports.com. He had the news yesterday that five-star prospect Corey Walker, a forward from the state of Florida, committed to Tennessee after visiting over the weekend. Evan, I really appreciate the time. The first thing I want to ask is, what kind of player is Tennessee getting in Corey Walker?
Well, they're getting a really good player in general. I mean, this is a kid at 6'6", pushing 6'7". It's versatile, a good athlete. A pretty good skill set. He's kind of that new age forward that can, you know, play some small ball four, but is really more of a primary perimeter player. But he can guard both positions. And I think he's really talented. We have him ranked number 23 overall in the 247 Sports top 247. And I think he's due a big spring and summer.
And when you're evaluating, how important is the versatility, the ability, whether we're talking offense or defense, but to be able to play different positions and be at different places and be effective all over the court?
Well, I think versatility is key, especially in today's game. Obviously, you'd much rather have a guy that can play multiple positions than just a guy that is stuck at one spot. And I think Corey brings the versatility, as I mentioned, but he also plays hard. He's a good athlete. There's just a lot to like about this kid.
What do you think stood out about Tennessee to Corey Walker? Why did he go ahead and pull the trigger after seeing the Vols again this weekend in Knoxville?
Honestly, it kind of felt like, from my conversations with his coach, Vince Martin, and his father, that he kind of knew heading into this weekend that he wanted to do this. It was just kind of a capper. And I think once he got in that environment and was around the coaching staff again, I think it kind of set him over the edge. But from what his coach and his dad said, they both made sure they mentioned education first. But then they raved about Rick Barnes. And his dad especially talked a little bit about the culture and that his son Corey really likes being around those players. And you can just tell that they were impressed with what Rick Barnes has built at Tennessee and what's really been, you know, a fairly short time.
Yeah, Evan, what have you thought over the last 3 or 4 years watching Rick Barnes, what he's done with the basketball program? Obviously, this is a really good team. The last couple of teams have been really good. But how that's affected the way that the program has been viewed, getting a commitment from Corey Walker and in the previous class getting Josiah James to sign with Tennessee?
Yeah, it's really awesome what they've been able to accomplish. I think it's a testament to their skill development program, them as coaches, and them as evaluators. And because this first, you know, the roster that, that Rick Barnes is winning with right now weren't a bunch of highly rated guys. Now, looking back, you know, there were some mistakes made on guys like me's end, but they did a tremendous job of evaluating the right guys, getting them in their program, and getting them better. And I think that because of the success that they're having with those guys, they're now able to go out and recruit a higher caliber player. And we're seeing this, you know, second year in a row that we'll have gotten a five-star prospect in the top 24/7. So it's pretty impressive.
Well, and I would say, Evan, if you go back a few years ago, if they're being totally honest, I would say Tennessee's coaches at the time when they brought in Grant Williams and Jordan Bone and Jordan Bowden, they probably knew that they needed to go after guys that weren't as highly regarded, hope that they developed the right way and allow them to be a kind of foundation class. I think it was called that at the time, and it's become that. It's just, of course, the results have been better than probably anyone projected.
Yeah, the results have been tremendous. And like I said, I think it's a testament to their skill development, but also evaluating and getting the right guys that fit your program, that want to buy in. You know, one of the hardest things about evaluating players is trying to know if they love basketball and if they have a work ethic and a desire to become good at basketball. And clearly Tennessee has recruited a bunch of guys that have those things.
Yeah, I agree. Evan Daniels, 247sports.com. So Corey Walker chooses Tennessee. There were several, though, checking out Tennessee this weekend. I know you think Tennessee still has more work that could pay off. What do you think, or what do you see when you look at Tennessee now moving forward on the recruiting trail?
Well, they had a monster list of guys in this weekend, and they're in on some really good players, not only around the country, but also in the state. You know, they made Keon Johnson a pretty significant priority. Walker Kessler has taken an official visit. Jaden Springer took an official visit. They've really, really pounded the pavement and been aggressive in that recruiting class. And I mentioned it. I mean, Josiah James last year, they already got a five-star this year. I think they have a lot of momentum. A top five program in the country, that type of stuff just can only help. And I think that success on the court is really helping them off the court. And, you know, they have a pretty good product to sell right now.
What is Tennessee getting in Josiah James, who will be on campus next season?
Well, they're getting a big, physical, strong guard. He's got some impressive physical tools with the height, with the length, a college-ready body. This is a guy that can guard all three perimeter positions. He's skilled. He's another versatile guy like we were talking about. He's got good vision and he can pass. I think the area for improvement right now is the long-range jump shot. But I think he's going to bring toughness. I think he can bring defense. I think he can bring passing ability. I think Josiah James is going to be a really good player at Tennessee.
Check out Evan Daniels' work. Read a story on Corey Walker committing to Tennessee over the weekend. 247sports.com is the website. He's on Twitter, at Evan Daniels. Evan, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Hey, of course. Thanks for having me, man.
That's good news for Tennessee's basketball program. There have been questions about what will happen next year, and we don't know what the roster will look like. We don't know if Grant Williams will stay for his senior year or go pro. We do know that Admiral Schofield and Kyle Alexander will leave. But Josiah James coming in will give Tennessee a big-time talent. And as you heard about Corey Walker and potentially other players, there is more talent headed to Tennessee's basketball program. Recreating the chemistry, getting players on the same page, keeping the culture where it is, that will be a task that Tennessee's coaching staff will have to take on. But they'll take their chances with some of these players that Tennessee is able to get in recruiting. So what's happening on the court is paying off on the recruiting trail as well. That's really good news for Tennessee basketball. The program is at a very high level right now, and it's in a really good position to stay that way. This is Locked On Vols, your team every day. Coming up in just a moment, a thought on the polls before they are updated Monday afternoon. I'll get to that. News on former Tennessee athletic director John Curry, and another Tennessee sport is standing out in a big way. I'll get to that coming up in the final segment of Locked On Vols, your team every day. Remember to send me questions or comments for the show. You can find me on Twitter, at @Josh_Ward, as well as on Facebook. My Facebook page is facebook.com/Josh Ward, if you'd like to like the page, or send me a question or comment on Twitter or Facebook. I always appreciate the interaction, and I'll get some of those questions and comments into the show a little bit later this week. So here in the final segment, the polls will be updated later today. I think Tennessee will probably be the number 4 or 5 team in the country. Part of it depends on where Duke goes. Duke lost last week in the first game of the week on the road against Virginia Tech and then took care of Miami easily on Saturday. Tennessee, with the win against Kentucky, should jump the Wildcats. Tennessee should also move ahead of Michigan State, which went down this weekend. I mentioned Houston's loss. Houston has been up there in the polls. So the teams that I would expect to be ahead of Tennessee would be Gonzaga, Virginia, and North Carolina, with them taking care of business this past week. And then let's see what happens with Duke. I think either Tennessee or Duke will be number 4, and whichever team is not number 4 will probably be number 5. We'll get the polls updated at about noon on Monday. Also with the net ranking, the updated net ranking, last I looked at it, Tennessee is number 4 there, and that matters more than the polls. The net ranking actually plays a role in the NCAA tournament selection. But Gonzaga, Virginia, and Duke are the top 3 in that poll. Gonzaga, Virginia, and Duke. And then you have Tennessee number 4 ahead of Kentucky at 5, Houston, North Carolina, Michigan State, Michigan, and Texas Tech, the top 10. Tennessee's in a really good position. Tennessee's a top 5 team in the poll that really matters, the net ranking. And if Tennessee is able to take care of business this week, if it can go 2-0 against Mississippi State and Auburn, the Vols would stand a really good chance heading into the SEC tournament to land a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. News from over the weekend. Former Tennessee Athletic Director John Curry landed the athletic director job at Wake Forest. Wake Forest is John Curry's alma mater. I don't find this news to be all that surprising. Of course, the way that John Curry's time at Tennessee ended was very public and controversial, with his attempt to hire Greg Schiano and then the way that coaching search went after everything that happened with Schiano. It was a total disaster. Total disaster. But I think John Curry had a really good tenure at Kansas State overall, and he was actually well-regarded with what he was doing at Tennessee up until the football coaching search. And the coaching search was the biggest deal, no doubt. At Wake Forest, they're actually in a pretty good position with their coaches. Dave Clawson is actually the football coach there, former Tennessee offensive coordinator. He will have a decision to make with Danny Manning, the basketball coach, who has a huge buyout there. But big news over the weekend. John Curry, the new athletic director at Wake Forest. Also over the weekend, Tennessee's baseball team improved to 12-0, which ties a school record for the best start in a season in school history. Tennessee will have a chance to go 13-0 when the Vols play against Troy down in Hoover, Alabama. They're actually going to play where the SEC tournament is held. So Tennessee would like to be back there later this season. It's very early. What happens in SEC play will matter much more than what happens right now in non-conference play. But early on, the signs are very good for what Tony Vitello's team could be in year 2. That's something to pay attention to. Tennessee baseball tomorrow going for a 13-0 start with a game down in Hoover against Troy. Also coming up this week, Tennessee football recruiting will be something to pay attention to, as a number of football prospects were on campus this past weekend. And Thursday will be the start of Tennessee football spring practice. The Vols will have 14 practices plus the orange and white game on April 13th. So Thursday will be the start of spring practice. I'll get a lot of football talk in as the week goes along. And tomorrow night is senior night for the Tennessee men's basketball team. So tomorrow I'll have a preview for you of Tennessee versus Mississippi State. Tennessee will attempt to go unbeaten at home this season at Thompson Bowling Arena and extend that home winning streak to 26 games. You'll hear from Rick Barnes on tomorrow's show. I'll get you ready for the game tomorrow night. And if there's any other Tennessee news, I'll have it for you right here on Locked On Vols. Remember to rate and review the show. Thanks to everybody who has done so. Locked On Vols is here 5 days a week talking about what's going on with Tennessee. Thanks again for hanging out today. My name's Josh Ward. I'll see you right here tomorrow.